CJLO News, I'm Donald Roberge.
All right, it is ready made taking over the inaugural episode. It's noon on Wednesday. You can hear the clock chiming in the distance. I'm kicking things off with, well, I'll explain the show. Each show, I'm going to pick a microgenre made up entirely by me. It'll either be like decade-based, like an era, or it could be an activity. It could be anything. It'll just it has to be some specific niche genre that I've sort of identified. And for this one, it's going to be sort of this new wave of twee pop. Twee pop is this genre from the late 80s going into the early 90s that has sort of reemerged. It came back in the 2000s with a few bands, mainly from the Capture Tracks label, but now I've been noticing it again, mainly from American bands, but there's also one band I'll be playing from Korea. I'll kick things off with Jail, a Canadian band. They're actually from the early 90s, but I think their sound is very similar to some of the bands I'll be playing, so I think it'll be a good context for things. So this is Nebulous by Jail. Hope you guys enjoy.
Show.
Feeling Figures with Across the Line. They're a local band from Montreal as well, and they fit in pretty nicely to the show I was doing today. Before that, I played Things We Rehearse by Touch Girl Apple Blossom. They kind of inspired this show just because of their name. Specifically, it's a lyric from Indian Summer by Beat Happening. Sort of sung in that kind of, I don't want to say nasally, but in that deep tone he does. At the top is Jail with Nebulous, of course, a sort of precursor to this. And I think it kind of shows the vocal sort of cadence all these songs has pretty well. Next up, a band from the U.S., it's The Umbrellas. Definitely harkening back to this sort of Sarah Records C86 era. It's the song Echoes, a new single from 2023, last year, I guess. All right, here's Echoes.
How far apart we are. Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics. Sharing your passions since 2012.
Are you interested in international vintage music? Have you been watching too much Wong Kar Wai? Well, then tune in on Tuesdays at 2 o'clock for Hellespont, a show dedicated to old tunes from around the world. We've got Korean psych rock, we've got Iranian ballads, we've got Japanese post-punk. We've got everything. Explore the beauty of voices you might not understand.
Watching life go on and on. sounds of rush away that circulation.
That was Free Cake for Every Creature with the song In Your Car. I played also Quarterbacks with the song Not in Love. And Ghost of Myself by the band Artsick. Three bands that are new to me, but just as I was digging through to see if there's any other kind of what I'm calling twee pop revival, or you could also say Sarah Records revival, since a lot of them are sort of taking on the aesthetic, like the album covers, that kind of, I guess it ultimately comes from the Smiths, but a nice font and then some kind of multicolored tinted old photo of something. That's what the album covers usually are. You could see that in like the Field Mice. First thing that comes to mind. So coming up next, we have the band Say Sumi from Korea with the song The Last Thing Left. And they're also working in this genre. I find it really interesting to hear other cultures, like outside the Anglosphere, interpreting genres like this that feel very specific to certain places, especially the UK in the case of this genre. But of course, it came over to the US with some bands on the West Coast, like Gaze, Beat Happening. There's some other ones, but yeah, I'd like to figure out how these records sort of came over to places like Korea. Maybe it's thanks to the internet, I'm not really sure. But yeah, so it's The Last Thing Left by Say Sumi. You're listening to Ready Made on CJLO.
Getting the phone. Thank you.
Silver Chain by Touch Girl Apple Blossom. For that, I played Half Yesterday by Flower Town. Kind of a creepy little slow song, actually. But it breaks things up kind of nicely in the up-tempo stuff. Because before that, I played Tidy Ups with their song Death to the Tidy Ups. That came out more in the mid-2000s. And then it was the South Korean band Seisumi with the song Last Thing Left. If you're overloading on this sort of jangly guitar sound, I'm here for you, because I'll be playing next Annie Hayden. I don't know much about this artist, but this is just a cool song I found. It's called The Slip Is Showing. Yeah, it's just like kind of a mix indie pop sort of with some synth sounds in it, but has an interesting sort of structure to it, I think. Yeah, you listen to Ready Made on CJLO, and this is Slip Is Showing by Annie Hayden. Enjoy.
Receptacle, 'cause from you I crave. February 8th to 10th, Tavern Tour is back. This edition of the festival will feature more than 80 artists from Montreal and abroad taking over bars on Avenue de Montréal, Boulevard Saint-Laurent, and Rue Saint-Denis. You can catch John Spencer, Sons, Marie Davidson, Sweeping Promises, Pi Pi, I Classified, Teke Teke, Daniel Romano's Outfit, Deli Girls, Paul Collins Beat, 20 Some, Ben Chemi, Penteo, Population 2, Jonathan Gatt, All Hands Make Light, New York Night Train, Activity, and many more. Consult the full programming and get your tickets online at taverntour.ca. A presentation of the Caisse des Jardins du Plateau Montréal.
Tune in to Fukubukuro on Saturdays at 8 p.m. for your weekly grab bag of music from Japan, East Asia, and everywhere else. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
In mid-October 2023, Quebec's government announced that they will be manually increasing English university tuition rates for out-of-province and international students starting in fall 2024. Originally, the Minister of Education attempted to double tuition rates. But because of student and administration pushback, the hike was reduced to only 30%. Wait, hold on. Only 30%? That's $12,000 for out-of-province students and still a minimum of $20,000 for international students. We don't have that kind of money.
This tremendous tuition hike impacts all Concordia students, regardless if your tuition is getting hiked or not. Concordia will be losing money from a projected lower enrollment rate, resulting in class cancellations, department closures, and fewer funds for extracurricular funtivities. This will even impact Montreal's businesses with the deepening of the labor shortage and shrinking customer base, because there will be a 60% decrease in students coming to Quebec.
Does this make you frustrated? Yeah, it should. Students are mobilizing to fight against the tuition hikes using the symbol of the Red Square, popularized during the impactful 2012 student strikes. Red Squares are available outside the CSU office in the Hall Building for you and your friends. Follow the Instagram at Students Quebec to learn more about future direct actions and student strikes. Together, we can stop the hikes and demand free education for all.
Drive out some fun.
was another song by Jail called Ali. Before that, I played Jenny Toomey with the song Union Busting. And before that, I played Slip Is Showing by Annie Hayden. All right, closing things off, kind of moving out of our show theme a little, but I will be playing a song from Norm, the new album by Andy Schauf. It is Halloween Store, but I assure you it's not a Halloween song. It just happens to take place on Halloween. And it's a funny little, very descriptive song, kind of like something Randy Newman would make, or maybe, what's his name, Harry Nilsson, where he's just sort of describing what he's doing. But it's a nice little song. That's Halloween Store by Andy Schauf. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Halloween is just around the corner. I was thinking today, sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was the Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store. Da 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 da
With my roots in the water, like some cigarette cellophane tube. The heat in my head would boil in your bed and pull me into you. I could fill up the room with these things I've been thinking about you. It's true.
Off today. You've been listening to Ready Made again on CJLO. Got a neat little song here. It's Flame Shards Goo by ML Bush. Just came out. It's very like dreamy kind of album vocal style. You might say it's a little like Bjork or something. I'm not sure. Yeah, it's nice. We've been doing Tweet Pop stuff, Tweet Pop Revival, as I dubbed it. Yeah, so this is ML Bush with Flame Shards Goo. Enjoy.
Today I don't care to climb. I just wanna take my time.